All right, everyone, I have Coach Belichick on the line. Coach?
Hi, good afternoon. How are we doing here?
Good.
We on? Okay. Well, as I said after the game, it's a disappointing end to a lot of good things that happened this season. And players did a great job all year long. We played a lot of good football, but we're certainly disappointed about the way it ended. We came so close, but it just didn't work out. So it takes a lot to get to this point, but now it's starting all over into the 08 season, and it's already time to move on. We're into the off season, and that's just the way it is. And so we'll start moving ahead toward next year.
Coach, as good of a regular season as you had into the playoffs and the Super Bowl, is it still tough to kind of accentuate the positive and all the good things that you accomplished?
It's pretty much over, so it's time to move on. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and dwell on anything good or bad that happened in the past. It's over. It is what it is, and we played our last game of the 07 season.
So what's the first mode of business? I know you never stop.
Well, first thing is to go back and look at what happened during the season, evaluate our team and our scheme and our players, and then we start moving into the team building aspect and free agency, the draft, and personnel decisions and playbook and stuff like that, and all the things that we do to prepare for the off-season program, the spring camps, and ultimately the 08 season.
Bill, did you watch with your coaching staff already the film of the Super Bowl?
Actually, I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Is that something that is just going to be part of an overall evaluation when you go back and look at it, and is it going to be a high priority without another game to prepare for, or is it just more of a for your edification when you watch it?
We'll definitely watch it. It's certainly part of the overall season evaluation. And now I just personally haven't had time to look at it. I know some of our coaches have, but we didn't get in until late Monday night, and I've just been dealing with a lot of other things here today. And working on some other stuff, and I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But I'll certainly watch it, and it'll be part of the overall our overall body of work from the 07 season, which will be part of our analysis on how we can improve and where we need to go heading into next year.
There's been a large amount of conversation about the relative appropriateness of you going across with a second left and shaking hands with Tom. Is there any further explanation on why you did that you'd like to give?
Basically when, on that last play, I wasn't really sure of the time. Everybody started onto the field, and then I got over there, and so I wanted to congratulate Tom. And I've been in that situation before after the game, and I wanted to get over there and congratulate him and tell him that congratulate him on the championship. They deserved it. So that really wasn't much left at that point.
Coach, we understand that Willie Andrews got picked up by the police. Any information to impart on us on that? Any details?
Mike, I sent out a statement that went to your newsroom already.
Sorry. My apologies.
Just for everyone else on the call, that same statement went to Associated Press. It should be available there if you're looking for it. Next question for Coach.
Bill, I know it's all water under the bridge, but I couldn't help but wonder as I saw Pierre Woods on top of the ball. Is down by contact on a fumble a reviewable play?
Well, it's about possession. Whole thing's about possession, so ultimately on the play, because the officials ruled that there wasn't any clear cut possession and Mike Carey was standing right there in front of it, I mean, I can't imagine that he would have ruled it any differently than the way he did. He's standing right on top of the play, so I really didn't give much thought.
Okay.
You know, the ruling they gave on the field, and I didn't really think about anything more than the next play at that point, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Coach, I know fans are reliving a lot of plays, especially on that final drive. Do you relive any of those? Do you second guess any decisions, or do you just move right on?
Well, I think anytime you coach a game, you always look at things and feel there are things you could have done better. I mean, I certainly could have, like I feel about every game. There's always room to improve and coach better, and I'm sure all the players that participated in the game feel the same way, that there's play they could have played better or plays they could have done better. You play a close game like that, I'm sure that's every player and coach's feeling, assistant coach, head coach, players, everybody. That's the way you feel after a game like that. It's really close. It's disappointing. And you look at what you did and say, well, if I had done this or if I had done that, maybe it would have made a difference. I think that's a normal feeling in a game like that. I certainly feel it. And I'm sure everybody else that participated in the game feels that about the entire game. As I said, I haven't gone through each specific play yet, so I can't comment on anything, a lot of detail. But sure, we all feel that way.
Will you take any time off, take a week or two off, get away from things for a little while?
Oh, I'm sure we'll. I don't know exactly what my schedule is going to be in the next few days. Right now, we traveled all day yesterday and was trying to get back in the office here and get a few things organized and take care of some things that are coming up here at the end of the season. And we'll just, go from there.
Coach, when are the exit physicals, and is every player required to show up for that?
Every player is required to have a physical at the end of the season, yes.
And were those today?
Well, there's a lot of there are different schedules on those. Everybody needs to have one, so it could be done at different times, depending on what the player's individual situation is and how that's set up with the medical people.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, there's been speculation that some of the older players, like Rodney Jr. and maybe Teddy, may want to retire. Do you expect all three of those to be back next year?
I think that at the end of each season, and I've said this in previous years, and I would say it really every year, I don't think the day after the season is a great time to make decisions about anything. I think we all need to give the end of the season a little bit of time, and whatever decisions need to be made, sometimes they're timely decisions, and you can't wait forever on them. But I don't think the day after the season is a great time to be making a lot of important decisions on anything. So how those players feel now and how they might feel a week from now or 2 weeks from now or a month from now could be entirely different. I've certainly seen that in my career as a coach, and I've had feelings after a game that, after a period of time, have shifted a little bit too, and for various reasons. So I personally wouldn't put too much into anything that happens in, soon after the end of any season, good or bad, or, immediately after a particular game. A lot of times those are emotional decisions and not really good fundamental ones.
We'll take a couple final questions.
Coach, does that same line of thinking apply to a coaching staff too, and whether you expect it to remain intact?
Well, I think that applies to, it applies to everything. Again, some decisions have to be made in a timely manner, whether you know, that's really when whether you want to make them or not, they need to be made in some kind of timely fashion. So,
are you confident you'll have the same coaching staff intact for next year?
No, you asked me a question about the timing of those decisions, and I just said I don't think the day after the season is the time to make those. I think some decisions are sometimes come in a timely way, and then you have to make them when that time comes. But I would not be in a rush to make a decision the day after the season ended on anything.
Thanks for your time, Coach, and thanks everyone for the call.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.